All right, we are here. It is the morning after. It is a Wednesday. I almost forgot the date for a second there. We're not alone. We are here with Guy Graham from Paper Creatures.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Good. It's going good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for coming in.
You just heard Awaken Me,
yes.
Which is the new drop from Paper Creatures. Do you want to tell us about the track and what has awoken inside of you?
Ooh.
Yeah, well, that's probably more... Celine's baby, but I guess it's just behind it all, the meaning is really despite whatever you sort of fed and how you're expected to be, just to open up and be yourself, self, as we're bombarded with all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think, a release of that, and we can analyze that, and we'll pick Celine's brain one day for exactly why she wrote those words.
Fantastic. And how does it feel releasing a new track? What's it like getting something out there
feels
into the world?
Good. It feels yes. good. It
awesome.
Feels really
I'm
good.
I'm sure,
thanks.
Especially after your last drop, which was 2018, Discarded and Found.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Discarded and Found. So it's great to get this new music out.
Yeah.
Discarded and Found took, again, that was quite a long time ago, and then that was after we'd sort of broken up, and then the first time then we decided, look, just release it anyway, as it is, and then we sort of, cut a long story short, have got back in the mix together over the last couple of years.
Awesome.
And it's a new chapter,
and
we're just pumping out this new music, so it's great to have Awaken Me being played, and we're stoked to have it on the radio station. Thanks again.
Hey, that's all right.
And there's more to come. So like we were saying before, it's just not about, we're not just not analyzing everything so hard out now, and just do it, release it, and just go with the flow.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because we were just talking about this before, and I did find it very interesting. How do you kind of break yourself out sometimes of that, over analyzing? It's like you have the track and it's done, quote unquote, but you could fix this, or you could do this, or you could change this. How do you just tell yourself, you know what, I like it, I'm just gonna release it, it's
well
done.
Just that last bit is going for it's going for a drive in the car, and then Steve will tell me, he's put it on, he goes, well, sounds all right in my in my car, and I'm like, what's it like in yours? I'm like, no, it's okay. And we tried it on a bunch of other systems outside of the studio, where everything sounds good where you've produced it, of course.
Yeah.
But it's when you road test it elsewhere that
of
you
course,
have
yeah.
issues. And we go, no, that's it. Okay, I'm done. That's the end of it.
So
it's as simple as that.
You just have to put your foot down.
Yeah, I can live with it.
Yeah.
More analysing,
the
kick drum.
It can be easier said than done to tie a bow on something. Yeah, so I commend you. I really do.
Thank you.
Not only are we here to, guess bag about all these songs and all this good stuff, although I'm sure we could do that for hours, we're also here for a guest list brought to you by New Zealand On Air. The first song you brought in for us is Opium of the People by the Mint Chicks, back from 2014, I think, off Anti-Tiger.
Yeah.
2004.
Goodness
me. So
that's
a whole 10 years.
That's going back a bit. And just always dug. This band, they were just always been super cool. You never knew what you were going to quite get at a live show. Saw them a bunch of times over the years, and just a fan, so thought I'd drop that one as my older Kiwi track.
Perfect. Well, let's give it a listen.
Machine. That's what we get to be. Apologies, I need now.
All right, goodness me, that was fantastic. That was Opium of the People by the Mint Chicks off the 2004 album Anti Tiger.
See, Guy and I are actually having a conversation. Are you trying to do a radio show here?
I am actually trying to
just cut us off.
I'm sorry, I'm actually trying to do a show, yeah. But yeah, we are here with Guy from Paper Creatures for this guest list.
Yes.
Get all of those things said, all the important stuff.
One of the common motifs throughout all your social media is the jellyfish, and it's one of my favourite animals. So let me quickly ask at the top of this why it is the jellyfish.
Yeah, we just love, and particularly Stephen, we just love these strange creatures. You wonder how they just
exist.
go about their day,
kind
of know what to do instinctively. And I always just think it makes a great cover as well. It could be interpreted a lot of different ways by people. And it found its way to become like a motif, and we're just going to go with it.
I love it.
Very cool. So no, I like it.
And I've sort of been developing like visuals to go with the show, and so I found a lot of weird footage and stuff, and found stuff online, and I mash it all together and we can project it live. So
awesome.
I find this stuff along the way.
Wow, that's so cool. Speaking of live, is there anything coming up that we can plug or
we're going to push that next. Well, the next thing will be it will be a live stream out of Cannon Hill Studios where we do a lot of music, and so we're going to do three tracks up there and we'll then stream that.
Cool.
But before, we'll go back to doing a lot more rehearsal after we finish these two EPs.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to release the rest of this music. We thought, so half of it's not finished quite yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of it is. So we thought, again, going with that thing, just let it go.
Yeah.
I thought, let's just do two EPs.
Why not?
I could take another six months to finish the other track. So let's just do it.
Let's get the stuff out we've done, and then we can...
So we're going to split into the two. And so we'll do a stream of some stuff live, which would be great. And we'll just... keep you up to date with that on our
social media.
Love that. And then summer back into the gigs. We'll be pushing harder to get a few gigs going, and it'll be super fun because we love playing live.
Awesome. And who doesn't love hearing live music?
Exactly. You know? So cool. Your next track is Ascension Island. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, again, so I just dig this chaos in the CBD, and I've got pretty eclectic tastes, like I'm sure you guys do too. And I just really enjoyed this release. This has Chaos in the CBD and John Sable. They run this label together. I think John Sable lives in the UK, but Chaos in the CBD are brothers from Auckland. And just really like this stuff. It's really nice production. They make some great house and tech house. I just sort of throw it in there.
Awesome.
You know, because I was listening, like I said, I was just listening to it last week, and I thought, so what's current?
Well, that is. Fantastic.
Can't get more current.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. You guys can listen to the brand new Paper Creatures song anywhere that you can find music. Awaken Me, just search it up on Spotify or go to their Facebook and make sure you like it so you can stay up to date with everything they release in the future.
Yes, make sure you guys listen to that. And thank you, Guy, for coming into the studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Let's play you out with Ascension Island, Chaos in the CBD, and John Sable.